Okay.
But I'm really trying to sort of get a full picture of,
which is great,
the intellectual development, not even mine, but it has to do also with, you know, with the whole field of computer science, especially theoretical computer science. Mm-hmm. So I wrote an article called Degree of Difficulty of Computing a Function. Mm-hmm. And the hierarchy of recursive sets. And in that article, I wasn't able to solve the problem of, say, of showing that the von Neumann function is difficult to invert. I mean, this is really a special case of the PNP problem. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been settled to this day. But I was able to show that for every computable function, there exists another computable function which, no matter which algorithm you use, from a certain point on is more difficult to compute than the first one. There is a whole hierarchy. Post already raised the question with respect to to recursively enumerable sets, whether there is a hierarchy of difficulty. And that was settled by Friedberg, that amongst the unsolvable problems, there are some which are more difficult than the others. But from the point of view of logic, my contribution was that amongst the solvable problems, solvable in the Turing sense, mm-hmm. which give you recursive sets, you know, solvable languages, a Turing machine can say which strings are members and which are not. Mm-hmm. Amongst those, you also have a hierarchy of difficulty. That's the significance of the statement, the hierarchy of recursive sets. So I compared that what I did to the study of the inherent difficulty of solving a solvable problem, irrespective of which algorithm is being used or which programming language is being used. It's like if this phone is on the floor and I have to raise it, there is a minimum amount of work. Mm-hmm. I can do it by pulling it up, by putting, you know, a small amount of explosive, blowing it up here, mm-hmm. etc. But there is a certain inherent amount of work. And this is what I was studying for computations. Mm-hmm. Years later, in 1970, the end of 75 or beginning of 76, I got a message. So that paper appeared only as a research, as an O&R research report. I got a request from Knuth to send in that paper. Mm-hmm. And I think that this paper, even more than the Rabin-Scott paper, was the reason, you know, for my Turing Award. Not in the citation, I'm a little bit sorry about that, not in the citation, but in the ACM announcement of the Turing Award for Dana and for me. They mentioned the work on finite automata and other work we did, but they also mentioned the fact that I am the first person to talk about what is now called complexity in the announcement. So, yes. So, I then went back to Jerusalem. I had many offers from universities. I could have stayed at Princeton, went to, on Tarski's invitation, gone to Berkeley, which was the world center for logic at the time, and so on. But I went back to Jerusalem, and I divided my research work between working on logic, mainly model theory, and working on the really the foundations of computer science. I mention it here as well. I had a very rapid advance in, you know, in academic ranks. I was a professor when I was full, when I was 33. I was an associate professor and the head of the Institute of Mathematics when I was 29 years old. But that was completely on the merit of my work in logic and in algebra. There was absolutely no appreciation of this work on the issues of computing. Just, you know, the history of how this went. So the next step was, there is a confusion between non-determinism and probabilistic or stochastic automata. The non-deterministic automata do not have random moves. The non-deterministic computation is, if there is a computation path leading from A to B. Probabilistic means that there are random transitions. So in 1960, I was invited by E.F. Moore to work at Bell Labs. And I wrote I didn't write the paper, but I did the research on probabilistic automata. And these are automata which use coin tosses in order to perform the computation. And I've shown that there are instances. Okay, I have to leave for half an hour. I hope you don't mind. No.